In Psalm 53, which is today's psalm as we go through the Bible in a year, God talks about fools and even describes them. What's the definition? What's God's definition of a fool? The definition of a fool, according to God, is a fool is one or those who say there is no God. That is the ultimate in foolishness, isn't it, huh? Mm-hmm. I think that's just great. If anybody wants to ever ask you, what's a fool? Well, that's what a fool is. He says, there is no God. How could you be on this earth and look around and say there is no God? And then he describes them, and he says they're corrupt. They do sin habitually, and they just have trouble doing any good. They can't do good. So God looks, and as he contemplates, he looks on the earth, and he says, is there anyone who will, number one, understand or seek me? Is there anyone that's going to pay attention? Do you realize how rare we are, folks? Because not only do we understand and are trying to understand, but we're a people who seek God. That is a rare commodity on this earth today. So in the conclusion, the psalmist cries out and says, oh, that salvation were come out of Israel. When God brings back the captivity, there will be rejoicing. Amen. There will be rejoicing. So then we reach back, and I went right back to yesterday's psalm where David is saying, even in the light of this discussion, and again, at the first part of Psalm 52, he's describing the conditions and how bad and how far people are from God. But he says, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever. I will praise thee forever because thou hast done it. And I will wait on thy name, for it is good before thy saints. Wow. In the company of the saints, it is good to be again. Do you know I've said that for 3 weeks straight? I really have, but it's come up in every psalm on every Saturday or Sunday since I think it's 3 or 4 weeks. It is good to be in the company of the saints. It is good to get together. It is good to praise his name. We are a company of people who are looking for him, who trust in his mercy. I am so grateful. Aren't you? We're forgiven. We're forgiven. Not going to be. We are forgiven. It is finished. It is done. We are forgiven people. That should bring a smile to every one of our faces. He's forgiven us. He loves us. He thinks good thoughts about us. He's delighted we're seeking him. He's delighted that we want to be called his people. His people who will march in that parade and stand up for him in the face of degradation and corruptness and a bunch of fools. Amen. Amen. But we will stand for his name. We'll go to bat for him. Will you go to bat for him, Cease? Amen. So will I. And Cease will be there saying, yeehaw! Yeah, I can't do it like he does. Amen. So I want to stand and I want to say that verse, the two verses from yesterday's psalm. I read it to you from the King James. David's like a green olive tree. You and I are like green olive trees because we have the very essence of Jesus Christ as we open up to his spirit, flowing through us, giving us life, giving us vitality, giving us nourishment. Amen? So let's stand and let's say it today from the New American Standard Bible and finish up with the Message Bible before we go into worship. Okay? But as for me, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the loving kindness of God forever and ever. I will give you thanks forever because you have done it. And I will wait on your name, for it is good in the presence of your godly ones. And from the Message. And I'm an olive tree growing green in God's house. I trusted in the generous mercy of God then, And now, I thank you always that you went into action, and I'll stay right here, your good name, my hope, in the company with your faithful friends. Hi, friends of God.
Amen.
Hi, friends. Isn't it neat to be in God's family?
It is.
Amen. And he did it for us, and he made it possible. Blessed be his name.
Amen.
Amen.